Hi, this is a dictation for patient Ruth Clark, R-U-T-H-C-L-A-R-K. Ruth Clark is date of birth 11-7-1957, date of service is 6-13-2023, and date of birth 11-7-1957, date of accident 12-23-2019. The patient is here to visit us for a regular visit as well as for injections to the right knee, intra-articular, left shoulder, intra-articular, to the left supraspinatus, and the left infraspinatus. All of these injections are needed to bring her help and healing, decrease the need for opiates, and decrease the need for surgery. The patient has a history of fall, and she fell off a wheelchair where she injured her left shoulder and the right knee along with the right shoulder. And she started having pain in the entire spine, including neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm and the right leg. The patient has continued with this pain despite physical therapy for more than 2 years. She hasn't had any relief. She has had a surgery prior to the accident to the right shoulder, but now it is again painful. So both the shoulders are hurting her. According to her, both wrists and both upper and lower back and the neck, along with shooting pain to the right arm and right leg. The pain is always 10 out of 10, and she is on opiates, and the therapy has not helped. So the rest of the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 96, temperature 96.1, and weight is 192, height is 5'7". The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 0618-010. The procedure that she is here for are as follows. One is injection of the left shoulder intra-articular, injection of the right knee intra-articular, injection of the left supraspinatus tendons, and injection of the left infraspinatus tendon. The medical indications are as follows. The patient has had a fall in 2019, 12-23, from a wheelchair, while she was being carried to a rehab center. When she fell on her right side, injuring her shoulders, both the shoulders. She came on the outstretched hands, as well as in the spine, neck, mid-back, and lower back. The MRI that was done subsequently on 3-19-2020 did show effusion in the shoulder joint, the synovial proliferation, and bursitis, AC joint degenerative changes, as well as tear of the mid to posterior fibers of the supraspinatus tendon extending to infraspinatus tendon, and tendonitis of long head of biceps tendon. For this reason, the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and injection to the left supraspinatus tendon at the insertion, as well as the left infraspinatus tendon, are indicated. They are being given according to the protocol. Injection to the right knee is being done because of the patient's MRI showing that there is a tricompartmental osteoarthritis, more severe within the patellofemoral compartment, degenerative tearing of the posterior body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus with mild exclusion of the meniscus body, moderate joint effusion, and a small intra-articular body. We believe that the injection of this will help her. She does not report too much pain in the left knee, so the left knee is being spared. And hopefully this will bring her relief. The injection was done according to the protocol. Thank you.